So in my recent experience with catering, I've realized that calculating my hourly pay is not the most effective approach. And I do this because I want to see how many dollars I made per hour. Like, it's an ego thing, partly. And it's also how I viewed business short-sightedly, but I think it's a trap. And so today I want to let you all in on a realization that I've come across, which is focus on getting experience. Focus on getting your name out there, right? Because if we're focusing on hourly wage, well, then it's cool you made $100 an hour for this event that you did. But if you only do one event and it was only 8 hours, then you made $800 for your business. And if that's the only event that you did in the year, then your annual profit was $800. But let's say you do the event and you spend a couple of extra hours making things look nice. You spend an extra hour getting to the event early to chat with the host. You stay an hour later to chat with a guest, answer questions, make things right. Then that could lead to another event for you. Instead of like taking these shortcuts and cutting corners and getting in and out, you open yourself up to a possibility of another event. Perfect example, the event that I'm doing coming up came from doing a great job at the event that this person was at prior. And that event I got from doing an event for free. And so what was my hourly wage for that first event? $0. Now I'm set up for this other event and I'm going to be taking home a nice chunk of money. Now, I will say before I continue with the other trap is that there is a benefit to tracking your hours, but not to the point where you're beating yourself up for only making $5 an hour. And by the way, I'm not making $5 an hour, but I was trying to optimize to getting that hourly wage up. But that's like W-2 employee thinking. And honestly, there's a time and place for that. And right now, I don't think that's the time to be doing it. When it is important to track your hours is if you want to look for inefficiencies in your process. Like the other day, I realized that I did dough in 2 hours, but then I ended up spending another 2 hours 2 days later to make another batch of dough when in reality, I probably could have spent 2.5 hours doing all the dough at once. I would have saved time washing the mixing bowl, getting in the zone, out of the zone, cleaning the counters between sets. I think I would have saved some time there. And so by tracking that data, I'm able to learn for next time. And I also think there's a benefit to tracking your time so that you can hand off some duties in the future when you're no longer a solopreneur. If it takes you 2 hours to make dough and the person you're handing it off to, you're trying to forecast their labor, then you're going to forecast for about 2 hours. You're going to expect 2 hours to make dough. And if it's taking shorter, it might be a red flag. Are you missing a step? If it's taking longer, it might be a red flag. Did I not train you properly? Are we, you know, missing out on a certain process that making us go back and forth? I don't know. But having that baseline data is beneficial. But where it's not beneficial is if you're just optimizing for a higher hourly wage for your ego, which I wasn't like publicly making people aware that, oh yeah, I'm making $35 an hour on this, cool. But I was sort of using it to justify if it was worth my time or not. And I think it's hard to make that call because you don't know what other decisions that you are taking that day will affect whether it was worth your time or not. Like I said, you know, if you end up staying an extra hour at the event, that's more hours worked, but you don't know if you're going to get something out of that. But again, also, you're spending time marketing, you're spending time having customer service calls, all of that. And if you're over tracking that, or if you're just tracking that and you're looking at the hours put in, that hourly number is going to decrease, right? So I don't want to discourage myself from putting in more hours or more input for the money that I received. Because over time, as I improve my processes, as I get help from other people, I will have more leverage to get the same amount of money. But until then, it's okay to put in the time because we're learning, we're growing, we're getting better. What I will say though is that by tracking my time, I've sort of realized that whether I'm doing a party for 30 or a party for 40, it's the same amount of effort and input. And I think moving forward, I will be setting a minimum party spend of $1,500. And that way I know that at the end of the gig, I'll most likely take this amount of money home, whether I worked 5 hours or 100 hours, I'm going to be cool with this dollar amount. I might beat myself up if I take home $1,000 and I worked 1,000 hours. But if I'm putting in that much time, no, this event might be killer. And that might lead to great opportunity, right? We do a lot of things for free in life. Why does it matter if we're making $0 an hour? If it can have other gains from experience or marketing, connections, all of that, it's a win. And that's my number. I'm encouraging you to choose your own. Like if it's $3,000 or $5,000, cool, set that, because that has the opportunity cost, right? Like you don't want to take a $1,000 party if your normal party is $3,000 or $5,000. And that sort of just goes along with like maximizing for profit. Will I be mad at myself if I booked a $1,500 party and later got $5,000? I'll try not to be. I know a lot more work, or it's anticipated that a lot more work will go into a $5,000 party, but $1,500 is like what I'm cool with for now. That can and probably will change over time, but that's sort of just the expectation that I'm setting for myself. And yes, I totally understand that in the profit equation, labor is something that you track. But when starting off, I think my reminder to myself is you're going to need to put in a lot of labor to get things off the ground, and you shouldn't get discouraged if that's happening. I hope you found this episode useful, and please tune in this Sunday for an episode with Will Grant of Sourdough Willies. Dude has been in the game for hella years, is a pizza champion, world pizza champion, master instructor, and has a lot of knowledge to share about pizza business and life. I think you're going to enjoy this. Appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace.